This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Fort Townsend, Washington. I'm Lily Haight with local news for November 4th, 2020. While ballots across the country are still being counted and results are up in the air, in Jefferson County's only contested local race, the preliminary results are pretty clear. Heidi Eisenhower had a clear lead for the District 2 seat on the Board of County Commissioners. According to preliminary results released last night by the County Elections Office, Eisenhower won 58% of the votes, while her opponent, Lorna Smith, won 39% of the votes. Eisenhower first filed for the election back in May, in the height of the global coronavirus pandemic. Having grown up in Irondale in a family that participated in the fishing industry, Eisenhower decided to run for commissioner after years of community organizing roles. As the former director of the Jefferson Land Trust, she helped conserve farmland and riparian habitat in Chimicum. And now, as the operations director at the Maritime Center, she has worked to preserve the maritime history of Jefferson County and continue it through youth education programs. One of her major goals for the future is to strengthen the county's financial resiliency in the midst of the pandemic. I spoke with Heidi last night over Zoom just minutes after the initial results were announced. She spoke about how she's feeling now that the race has been won and how her community motivated her.
Since I went in the primary, I've been more motivated to serve my community because I've talked to more people. And I've just kind of gotten increasingly motivated to serve my community and to show up. And I'm excited, and I think that our victory tonight proves something, our victory so far, but 58% is pretty good, proves something that I've been saying over and over again, and I feel in my heart that community really counts, and that's what we are here in Jefferson County, is a community. I mean, there's going to be divisions made and new allegiances formed out of this election, but you know, I'm stoked.
I also asked Heidi if she had her eye on the national race, which is still undecided and is likely to be up in the air for at least the next few days, if not longer.
I feel a little bit like, I mean, my husband keeps coming in every 30 seconds saying something else happened for Biden. I'm obviously a Biden supporter. I have I was a Hillary supporter in 2016. I was the Biden supporter big time in this election, and I'm hoping that our nation goes for him, and I hear them out there screaming right now. That's why I had to close the door. So I think that the national, what happens nationally will have an impact on our local, the health of our community. And I believe that with Joe Biden as our president, we would be in a better spot. And I think that he will do more for working families in our community. And I think he looks down the aisle and looks at what's going on in rural areas in America, and he cares. So I'm still hopeful that he's going to win tonight. But I remember in 2016 when I went to bed and it was not looking great. And I woke up in the morning and I just felt like I got punched. And I've never felt that before in my life, but I felt like, oh my God. Yeah. We lost last night. And so I'm hoping that I don't wake up tomorrow feeling that same feeling.
Yeah, we'll have to just wait and see. It's very nerve-wracking.
Yeah, it's completely nerve-wracking.
And with 2 months left before she'll be sworn in, I asked Heidi how she plans to prepare for her new job as county commissioner.
The first thing I'm doing is I'm taking a breather. And a mentor in my life, or two people in our community who have been guiding lights for a lot of us, are Scott and Jennifer Wilson. Scott was the publisher of The Leader for a long time. And Jennifer said to me a couple of months ago, she's like, Heidi, just make a plan to take a break. And so I made a plan. And so we're headed to Death Valley for a couple weeks soon. And that's where I did all my field work in college. I studied geomorphology. So just going to be in a place that I love. And then, I am still working at the Maritime Center and am fully on that team, and I'm going to keep supporting our team at the Maritime Center. You know, I mean, it's my family. So
yeah,
that's a huge part of the next few months of my life. And I'm taking advantage of some statewide training for newly elected officials, which mm-hmm. has been offered by the Association of Counties, which is awesome. And then, of course, keeping my eyes and ears on the work of the county. I mean, I've been going to all the BOCC meetings every Monday and talking to hundreds of people in our community every month. I mean, it's just keeping our eyes and ears open. And there's a lot of cares and concerns in our community right now that we need to be there for. And sure. So that'll be part of it. But I'm definitely taking a break right now, Lily.
That sounds great. Before I go, is there anything you want to say to your team, to your supporters that have been with you through this?
Thank you, everybody. I mean, I was just on a Zoom call with 40 of my campaign supporters, and there have been literally, I think, 1,000 people who've helped with this campaign, and that's a pretty big number in our community. And I am grateful and humbled and in awe and in service to all of you. And community counts. Don't forget it. It's really what it's about.
For more coverage of the current election, head to kptz.org to listen to Charlie Bermant's Morning After Election coverage. And that's it for today's local news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon Monday through Saturday and at 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. I'm Lily Haight. Thanks for listening.